And a happy Easter Sunday morning. Danny Long filling in for the vacationing Susie Jones. Susie called me last week and said, hey, you wouldn't mind working for me Easter Sunday morning? I said, heck no, you're my my longtime friend. I'd be glad to fill in. Josh Wheeler, producer on this show, he's going to help me with this this particular conversation this morning. It's a topic new for me. For all the years we've been doing health shows here on CCO, I don't think we've really tackled, at least a lot, the topic of leukemia and lymphoma. We have invited, and she has accepted our invitation today to be on the show, Amanda Singer, who's Campaign Development Director of the Community Initiatives for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Amanda, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for accepting our invitation this morning. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you interested in this particular job?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you said, my name is Amanda. I have been working for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for almost 12 years, and I joined the organization after my mom was working here, actually. And, you know, our organization is all about finding cures for blood cancers. We've spent over $1.8 billion to date in research. And on top of that, it is a fantastic place to work. And I have loved every moment of being here over the last decade plus.
What kind of territory does this cover now? Just pretty much of our five-state area, what we lovingly call CCO land? Give us that general area that the LLS covers.
Yeah, so we're a national organization. We have our headquarters out east in Washington, D.C. And then here we are part of our Upper Plains region. So for us, that's Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North and South Dakota.
And Josh Wheeler, who's a producer on this show, on CCO Radio, and this show in particular, Josh, you mentioned to me something, and I asked you, and I know there's a personal topic, and I wasn't sure if you felt comfortable mm-hmm. talking about it, but how did this affect your life? Because you and I have worked together a little bit here and there, but not really closely. What is your interest in this topic?
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society was one of the handful of groups and organizations that stepped in and helped me among millions of other people who have battled leukemia during my, you know, during my hospital stay and even beyond that. It's definitely an ongoing support group and support organization that helps many people, and I was one of the many lucky people to have the assistance of LLS and them jumping in and helping out with just a different facets of, you know, my recovery, my, you know, the process of fighting leukemia, I've been able to attend a couple events since my bout with leukemia as well. So yeah, they're one of a handful of really helpful pieces to the journey.
Amanda, how do we know? And Josh, I mean, is this a huge? Does this affect a whole lot of people? In fact, I've known a couple of friends of mine. Fortunately, not in my family, but I've known some friends of mine who have had these issues. First of all, what is it? It's a blood mm-hmm. cancer. Is that generally correct?
Yeah, it's all blood cancers, actually. So LLS exists to cure all blood cancers. So that's leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma, and improve the quality of lives of patients and their families. So we have a new bold goal that is to, by 2040, the year 2040, to enable patients with blood cancer to live more than 1 million years of life. So the way we go about everything that we do is with this goal in mind, and we are committed to accelerating cures and treatments and improved healthcare delivery. So we fund research, and we have advocates at every state and in the nation's capital as well, making sure that laws and policies are in place with patients in mind. We've spent over $1.8 billion in research to date. And we also support and empower every patient in every community. So we have financial assistance. We have a clinical trial support center. We have a fantastic information resource center for anyone or any family member or friend who knows someone impacted by blood cancer to receive education and services. We've got support groups, and really we have an on-site nutritionist or an on-staff nutritionist. We're all about making sure that every patient in every community does have access to the same care, and also reducing the financial toxicity of cancer. We know it can be extremely painful in so many ways to go through that cancer journey.
If you're just joining us, Amanda Singer, who's Campaign Development Director of the Community Initiatives for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, is with us this morning on our health show. Josh Wheeler, CCO producer, also with us. Josh, I know we have to take a break in a moment, but what would you feel like? How did you discover you had this health problem?
Long story short, I was working as an Xfinity contractor, and I had been working a long stretch of days, and I think a few days prior I'd fallen and had cut my leg, coming out of a crawl space, so to speak, and I had a few days. I think this was on a Saturday, and by Tuesday into Wednesday, I had really just had a really bad severe headache. And by the time that Wednesday did come around, I decided Mr. Stubborn Josh Wheeler, I'm going to go finally get looked at and figure out why I'm having these headaches. I thought maybe it was just a severe sinus infection. And sure enough, I went in. They couldn't figure out why I had a headache, but they did notice on my knee or my shin that I had an enormous circle of cellulitis and buildup, a lot of redness and discoloration around my cut. And they're like, yeah, we know you have a headache, but we're worried about that right there. And I was like, okay, well, it's a cut. I don't know what else there is to see here. And then, sure enough, they took my blood counts, and I was 0.08 white blood cell count, which is pretty catatonic for where I was at. So it was kind of near the end, if you will. They did say that had I waited another day or so that to go in and get looked at, that I probably wouldn't have been here. So,
no kidding.
Yeah.
So it's found through blood work.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. What a story. Did not know this about you, Josh. Wow. We're going to continue this. Amanda Singer, again, if you're just joining us, Amanda Singer from the LLS is with us this morning. We're talking about leukemia lymphoma. That's our topic today in our conversation. Again, Amanda's joined by Josh Wheeler, producer here at WCCO Radio. Denny Long in for Susie. She'll be back next week, by the way. She's just on vacation, so for those concerned about that. Let's take a quick break here. I can tell you we've moved up to 40 degrees on this Easter Sunday morning. We do have, as Al mentioned earlier, a chance of showers later this afternoon, probably after 5 or so. Otherwise, highs today 58. You get back to work or school tomorrow, showers likely. In fact, overnight tonight, we could get maybe up to 3/4 of an inch here in the Twin Cities, which if that happens, will certainly green things up. Right now, mostly cloudy skies again this Easter Sunday morning. Nice to have you around. 40 degrees in the Twin Cities. Stay with us. It is Easter Sunday morning. Denny Long filling in for the vacationing Susie Jones, who shall return next week, having a bit of a conversation about leukemia and lymphoma with Amanda Singer. Amanda is Campaign Development Director for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And I know our time is limited, Amanda, and I appreciate you joining us here on the holiday. But I'm hearing Josh's story and our producer, Josh. And is that I would imagine you've heard stories very similar to Josh's.
Yeah, unfortunately, these are stories that we hear so often, Denny. In the work that we're doing, we get to talk to a lot of patients and survivors and their families, and we also hear from loved ones who have lost someone to a blood cancer. So I just was thinking about one of our long-term volunteers, Peter Pearson. He will be at our Big Climb event over the weekend that I'll tell you about too, but Peter is a 4-time cancer survivor, and over the last decade, he's actually raised over $330,000 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And Peter is so passionate about supporting the organization. As a survivor himself, every time that he's been diagnosed, he was treated with a drug that didn't formerly exist. So he feels like he's supporting the organization to support his own future. LLS, you know, I mentioned that we invest in research, over $1.8 billion to date. And with that research, we've been able to fund new treatments. 70% of the treatments that have been approved by the FDA since 2017, LLS played a part in. So people like Peter are a true example of, you know, the dollars that we spend today are saving lives now and in the future.
Bravo for Peter. That's a great story. And I'm thinking, too, is we have so many listeners here on CCO, and they're listening, and maybe there's issues with their children, their grandchildren. How do they get in touch? I think getting in touch with the society is a great idea, at least initially. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, we work hand in hand with healthcare providers. So, of course, just like Josh shared, go to the doctor, get your blood work done, you know, trust your intuition and your gut. You need to be your own advocate to when you know something isn't right. And then LLS is here to support every step of the way. So LLS.org is our website, and our information resource center, you can find it on the website. You can call in, you can email, you can even text with they're all master's level former oncology nurses and social workers who are there to really be your one-on-one support system, to be that just extra addition of care and resource.
You know, I think, too, I don't want to say goodbye without talking about this event. I was going to say a big event, and it is big. It's a big climb event. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely, Vinny. So on Saturday, so just 6 days away, we will be once again doing our annual fundraiser, Big Climb. So it is at U.S. Bank Stadium. We climb throughout the lower bowl of the stadium, up and down and up and down and up and down, and we finish on the 50-yard line. And more than a climb, it's a day to celebrate survivors, to celebrate wellness, and also remember those we've lost. So throughout the event, we've got different ways to both honor and remember. When our participants arrive, we've got a Why I Climb wall where everyone can leave their personal mark on why they're there. Every one of our climbers experiences an opening ceremony where, just like Peter, who I mentioned, every wave has their own wave leader, someone who's personally connected, whose story we share. And then as the climb itself happens, you know, of course, it can be physically and mentally challenging. And throughout the climb, there are tributes to individuals in our community here in the Twin Cities who are impacted by blood cancers. Every 9 minutes, someone loses their battle with a blood cancer. So in section 119 at U.S. Bank Stadium, we will have pictures of those we're climbing in honor of to really remind us why we're there and to keep going when it gets hard. But we will be taking over U.S. Bank Stadium on Saturday. We expect 1,000 people to be there once again this year, and it's really a fantastic day.
People around here love climbing, so that's even going to be more exciting for them. Now, who can come to this? Can anyone come to this?
Yeah, it's for anyone. So we have, it is a, you know, everyone who climbs gets a bib with a timing chip. So if you're competitive and you want to race it, this is an event for you. But then, of course, we have people of all ages and people with babies on their chests and people who are really sitting in those stands along the way. So it's for anyone. You can register at our website. It's just lls.org. And there is, let's see, because we're close to the event, there's a registration fee, and then we ask every climber to either donate or raise $150 to the fundraising event and part of really feeling that ownership of finding cures for cancer.
Amanda, I know people are reaching for a pen and pencil, whatever, to write this down, but tell us again, it's the Big Climb event. It's coming up real soon. Give us the exact date and time, and I know the location, but for those that maybe just missed it.
Hey, Denny, she actually just dropped on accident, so I'm going to try and get her reconnected. Hang on.
Oh, you know what? We had a little phone issue that Amanda just got dropped off when she comes back here in a moment. All right. Before we say goodbye to Amanda Singer, Amanda, tell us again for those just joining us about the Big Climb event. When, where, and what time?
Yes. So Saturday, April 26th, we are going to be at U.S. Bank Stadium. Register online by going to lls.org and searching for Big Climb. And we climb waves throughout the day, starting at 9 a.m. all the way through 11:30. And also wanted to mention that we've got a little Big Climb. So for anyone who is usually our little climbers, 12 and below, we have a shorter route throughout the stadium. They still finish on the 50-yard line, but truly it's an event for everyone and would love to have everyone either register ahead of time or you can register on-site day of next Saturday.
Oh, that's a great event, too, just for the kids. Now, as we say goodbye, how about that website again, please?
Yeah, lls.org, so Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.org.
Amanda, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this most important event and the leukemia and lymphoma as this. And Josh, too, for that matter, for filling us in on that personal note. Amanda, good luck. Have a great climb event and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to share.
Our pleasure. Amanda Singer, Campaign Development Director for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.